Hey everyone, and welcome back to Intrepid Assholes. Woo! Season 2, episode something, right?
It's all that.
This would be episode 14, because I split one of them.
Oh, dang!
Yay.
I think I promised we were going to end at 10 episodes. You got to know something, I'm a pathological liar.
We've noticed.
Is that a lie?
We can't
now you
talk in a straight line.
All right. In our last episode, our investigators / quasi-heroes.
I'll take that. I'll take quasi.
Mm-hmm. Quasimodo.
Sorry.
Wow.
Okay.
What? That's what he said.
Don't edit that out.
That's what he said.
No, I just imagine that Morgan did that in the middle of the room.
Most of our heroes are on their last hit points and full of bullets or holes like Swiss cheese.
Hey, they're for speed.
Yeah.
It's a whole new ball game.
Yeah.
Do we heal at all?
Oh, yeah, we'll get around to that. You guys ended the last note on taking a couple days break at a safe location in Sydney's apartment.
Thanks.
And you guys are planning on going to see Windy Britches after you interrogated a Russian sorcerer and then Duke broke his neck and threw him down a garbage chute.
Not Duke broke his neck. Duke broke,
the Russian's neck.
He did not break his own neck. Yeah. He threw himself down a garbage chute.
Duke promoted him.
You could say he cracked open a white Russian?
That's God. Let's say Duke promoted him to a non-living position.
Yeah,
there you go.
I canceled his life subscription.
There you go.
So let's see. You guys are also considering chasing down to Florida to visit your old pals, the Kincaids.
They're great friends.
If I go over there and they have a mansion, I'm burning it to the ground.
You know what? I don't think any of us would
such
stop you.
A douche movie.
None of us would stop you.
I mean, so, I don't know, man. It's still
Don't you still have that one free pass?
I get that one free pass, but this is not that one free pass. If no one's going to stop me, it's that one. It doesn't count.
But it's the hazardous.
I just want to save the world.
Oh, we can.
That's a great idea.
That these whoever this shady people is that are running this thing are trying to release the King in Yellow.
Yes.
The Avatar of Hastur.
Yep.
Not Suck McSuckface?
No, not Sucky McSuckface. So I'm...
That sucks.
But enough about your personal life.
Oh, my.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Johnny Carson.
Yeah.
You almost spit on him.
I'm sorry.
Almost an actual spit take.
Woo-hoo.
So close.
All right.
Thank you for that.
So you guys are going to make the trip to Arkham after a couple days rest. Why don't you go ahead and roll a 1d6, each of you.
That's 6.
Ooh, 4.
And 5. That's 8.
You only roll 1.
I rolled a 3 and then a 5.
No, but you roll it once.
Oh, my bad.
So you get a 3.
I thought you said 2d6, d6 for each day.
1d6. No, just 1.
All right, so 3.
Okay.
So...
It's only a couple hours drive.
Oh, yeah, baby. Sweet, sweet 8 health points.
No, 3 health points. Your first roll was a 3.
3 total.
Yeah, I'm at 8 now.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's got 8 total.
You added them together and we're 8.
Yeah, no. I was at 5, now I'm at 8. I was going to be at 16, but now I'm at 8.
Oh, all right. I'm at 7.
I only got 2.
I'm
not used
to being hurt. How'd you get 7? Oh, you got a 6?
You got 2 or you're at 2?
I got 2.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, how are you at 2?
No.
All right.
I'm at 19.
So you guys are all piling into your cars to take the journey to Arkham?
Yep.
Okay. It's a few hours away, so you guys are going to have a nice drive.
Mm-hmm. Question, how's my arm doing?
It's been 2 days and it's still broken.
I mean, from when it started, I think it's been longer than 2 days, hasn't it?
It's only been a few days.
Yeah, it's been like maybe, you guys, this has been going on over like maybe a couple, like a week and a half tops.
Yeah.
Damn, I thought this has been going on like a lot longer.
Bones.
No, it's because we've been recording this for a few months.
Yes. But not only that, there's just been a lot of shit happening. This is
jam-packed.
Action-packed few days.
It's really like good investigation.
That's the way things go in real life.
It's like when you wake up and you're like, man, this has been a really rough week. It's only Monday. Fuck!
Shit. Yeah. Exactly. So you're still hurt.
Fuck!
All right.
Well, shoot. I'm from the country. I can do that.
Shack-a-doodles.
Yeah, anyway. He raised his elbow and struck it across his body and went, oh, shoot. He's not really from the country. He was born and raised in the city. Anyway.
Good, though.
No.
His character's from the country.
My character's from the country. I was born and raised in the city.
So the couple hours goes by. More like, wait, who's in what car?
I'm with Sydney. Always.
Sydney?
Wow. So, okay. Yeah.
Feels like a 10-minute drive because you guys are right in the in your chauffeured car and talking.
Yep.
You guys are all in Butts's car?
Yeah, sure. I do.
It feels like an 8-hour trip.
Right? I have my medical bag, right?
Yes.
Can I look through it?
Yeah.
Do an inventory check.
By the way, remember you've still got three bullet holes in you.
I understand that, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to make sure everything's organized.
You probably shouldn't be traveling. Yeah, you can go ahead and check.
Yeah, we shouldn't be traveling. None of us really should, but. Thought I'd.
I mean, you don't all have to go, but
were radios invented? For music?
No. Maybe.
AM radio, maybe?
No. Probably.
Yeah. Maybe.
I don't know if they were actually in cars. Radios.
I don't think they were in cars yet.
Okay.
I'm in the car with them, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Unfortunately.
Did one of you take my morphine?
That was no.
Yep.
You're not there.
You're not there.
For some reason, can I roll to see if I can?
You wouldn't. There'd be no reason to not trust what I'm saying.
Why not?
It's you.
You're probably jonesing for a little more by now anyway.
Yeah. Why? You got some extra?
You got a little more in there? I can use some right now.
You took the morphine, didn't you?
No. I need some. I'm in pain.
You took the morphine, didn't you?
No, I could use some. I'm in pain.
Just give him some damn morphine if you ain't
giving
got
him
none.
More morphine. We only have a limited amount.
You are going to a hospital.
We are going to a hospital.
We're going to a hospital.
You know what? You're
or at least the university medical research area, right?
That's still,
close enough.
Still got morphine. You know, it's not regulated in the 1920s. Really,
whatever.
Right?
Just pass me my driving whiskey.
No. What? Why are you drinking?
Why are you driving? I should be driving.
Why am I not drinking?
I have six bullet holes. I can't drive. Why aren't you driving?
I should definitely be driving.
Yes. Well,
this is unfortunately a really weird predicament as we're already on the road. All right. Well, that's why
this was Chinese fire drill.
I'm just going to meditate until I get to the end.
So you guys talk and chat, and eventually you roll up in Arkham. I'm assuming you guys aren't going straight to the school. You're going to maybe an office or something?
I mean,
your office, her apothecary.
We can hit up my office real quick. Get some ammo.
I don't want them going to my apartment. It's clean and sanitary.
I'm sure.
We're a bloody mess, probably, I'd imagine.
No, we're cleaned up by now.
Clean, but we're
and you're low on food.
And I would say you guys probably want to change and put on some clean clothes.
Maybe.
I know you're low on food.
I don't think he wants
to know. I don't
want to
know. If we go to my apartment, they're staying outside and I'm going in then. Can we just say that?
Go to your apartment on your own.
Okay, yeah, that's a good point. But how am I going to get there without...
With your legs.
You have walking legs.
I've been shot 6 times.
It's also a big city. You could get a cab.
Good point. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to feel included.
It's not really a big city. You're not in Boston. You guys are in Arkham.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry, I'm
not a big city.
Okay.
All right, then I'll get a cab to my place.
Mid-sized town.
You can call a cab.
Yeah.
Hey, you want a key to your place?
I have a cab.
You have a key to your place.
Wait, can I have your key to my place, please?
You think it's the only one?
Why are you such a creep? Why are you such a creep?
No wonder I'm low on food. No wonder you've been eating my...
Yeah. And
that means you've been going into my house and not washing your hands or...
Probably.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, just don't look at the photos either because I put them all at an angle.
I'm freaking out just thinking about the fact that he walked in with his grubby mitts and touched all my germ-free stuff.
Mm.
I sterilized everything and you ruined it. God.
You guys are so weird.
That was a peek into the insanity that is. And you wonder why my character is the most sane one here.
I do. Yeah. I do wonder.
I'm sane. I just, I don't understand how you don't hate germs. Okay? They're gross. And I understand that they're necessary.
All right. So you guys.
Yeah, I'm going. Okay.
Go home. You change. You probably change your bandages.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
Duke, help me out.
Disinfect.
Oh, Lord.
Sorry.
All right. So about an hour later, you meet up at
Arkham University.
Mm. Yeah. I do want to say before I leave my apartment, I do bring my my Springfield rifle that I have in my apartment.
You're going to walk down? Okay.
No. I mean, obviously, I'm not going to like, I'm going to put it in a bag.
Okay. I was going to say, you're just walking down like you guys are going to Tombstone or something?
Yeah.
This is my rifle. Doc, this is my gun.
Doc, you're on the shotgun.
The harmacist is in.
I got the shotgun.
So you guys get there. You have a bag with your shock or your rifle.
It's a rifle.
The rest of you changed and got cleaned up a little bit.
Okay.
And about what time are we arriving?
You guys left there probably about 10 o'clock in the morning. Okay, it's so maybe almost. Let's just say two.
Okay. Cool. Okay. Cool. Cool.
Sweetness.
So to the university. Yep. To get answers from Windy Butt.
What?
Windy Bridges, whatever.
There we go. All right.
Fart man.
Yeah.
So his office door is cracked open.
Ooh.
Let's eavesdrop.
What? You hear paper shuffling and muttering to himself.
Okay. Hey, what does that sound like? All this noise.
Do you feel anybody, better now?
Like, yes. That's exactly what I wanted. So.
Good, yes. Good, good.
Anybody make out what he's harumphing? Or can we not really understand him?
Something, as a family member, can you decode
something
it?
Something Hitchcockian.
Something Hitchcockian?
Because he did that.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I guess I'm just going to...
Yes, yes. Come in.
Hello, Uncle.
Gertie. How can I help you?
Well, I was hoping that we might be able to catch up some. I haven't seen you in, well, a few days. And so
are
much has
all
happened.
Are you right?
Oh, no. I'm terribly injured, as are most people in my group, but...
Yeah, you all go in?
Yes.
Okay.
I hobble in.
Dear Lord.
Is there a couch?
Yes.
I shoved him onto a couch.
Ow.
Him, I mean Michael. Okay. Have a seat.
Yeah, because that doesn't hurt my bullet wounds at all.
Michael.
Morgan, sit down too.
What have you been getting up to? This is very unlike you. You shouldn't be in this state.
I know. I'm a real rapscallion, Professor.
No, he's just really slow.
Yeah, he attracts bullets like...
Shut up, Morgan. What have you all been doing?
Not
investigating.
Dying.
Investigating what?
Well, we were... initially investigating what happened at the gala.
These nuts.
Yeah, I didn't want to say it out loud. I was like,
investigating these nuts. All right.
Anyway.
Investigating what, Gertie?
We wanted to investigate what was happening at the gala and follow on some of those leads. Believe me when I say it has sent us down some rabbit holes.
Yeah, things got a little violent a few times.
Yeah, killed a giant bird monster.
A what?
They think they killed a giant bird monster.
It's called the Bukkake.
Oh, no.
Bukkake.
Bukkake, there you go.
Bukkake. Yes.
He got high on cocaine, like really high on cocaine.
It was fun.
Is any of this necessary?
No, it's not.
Oh my God.
It's really not.
We're just oversharing.
Yes.
I'm the gravity of our situation.
No, he doesn't.
Okay.
Anyway,
but
yes, we've... Well, we've been all over New York and spoken to several different people, all of whom seem to be dying or in grave danger.
Or trying to kill us.
Or trying to kill us.
Yeah, that keeps happening.
Yes.
And then I look at him. Aging reaction.
Can we roll an investigate to see if we see any change in his behavior?
Ooh.
Can I do my psychoanalysis, my psychology roll?
Sure.
What am I rolling
if you guys
under?
Don't have psychology, a spot hidden. A 30?
Well, I did spot hidden and psychology. I got them both, but I got 6 for the psychology one because I'm more really one.
Yes, I got a 17 under my medium.
So, for the psychology one, you notice certain tells. Things, there's certain parts of his behavior. You just have this vague sense that there's something he's holding back. Hmm. You can tell he's lying about something. Mm-hmm. It's in his body. He's trying to hide something from you.
Okay. Are you going to also tell us any spot hiddens, or was that the...
Okay. Spot hidden. You guys, for those of you who got successful spot hidden, just glancing around the room, you notice a picture missing from the wall. You can see a light patch where the wall's a little darker than the rest of it because it was covered by a picture.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't exactly remember what was there, but you know was a picture there.
Mm.
Because you guys never really noticed it before.
You, you good, Mr. Windy Bridges? Or
I'm not.
Scared?
You see him picking up. Also, with a successful spot hit, and you see ledgers that document shipments.
Mm.
And he's putting together and putting into a file. Oh, just darn. Business. Society business.
Very vague. Oh, society business. Still very vague, but...
I'm going to go back and cover the door just in case he tries to make a break for it.
He's a very fat old man. I don't think he's going to break for anything.
I don't know. He could Scrooge McDuck it and just have a trap door.
Yeah, just woo.
He's going to shoot dimes at us, like...
Take that, me new like, one dime.
Ah, spare change. Take this. It's a gun.
I mean, we have guns. I have a gun.
All right. Well, then I guess I don't need to block the door. I just kind of catch him.
Block the door.
Hey, I would block the door no matter what in case someone tries to come in.
Fair enough. Yes, I will.
Who knows? Maybe.
Yeah, I will block the door then.
Are you closing the door first?
Well, I...
Yes.
Yeah. Once we walked in, I should have mentioned that we closed the door behind us.
Oh, okay. So you close the door. Okay.
Yeah. Door's closed, yeah.
You make a show of walking over and slowly closing the door and then latching it, right?
Yeah, and standing, you know, big as fuck in front of it.
You want to roll and intimidate?
Yes. Yes, I do. Come on, let's scare the crap out of this old fat dude.
Scare the crap out of this fat dude.
Intimidate. Where are you? Okay, did I get under? I did. Yay. Under my regular.
All right. What's the meaning of this then? He pulls out a handkerchief and starts dabbing at beads of sweat on his face.
Uncle, I can tell that, well, we know each other quite well. There's a bit something, it seems that you're not telling us.
Well, to be frank and at the risk of being rude, there's plenty I don't tell you guys.
Well, that is fair.
Okay.
However... I think perhaps it is something that might be important for us to know, particularly as it might pertain to the Russians, the Sicilians, the Kincaids, and perhaps an interesting unmarked shipment.
Shipment?
Mm-hmm.
The only shipments that I'm dealing with are these that are coming in, he holds up the file, for the Society. If an artifact, it'd have to be cataloged and put away.
Oh, cool.
Generally, those are brought in specifically to Arkham, correct? And not to your private residence.
Oh, no, I have them shipped there.
Do you?
Yes. Of course.
Why is that?
Because I have to have them cataloged and sorted to make sure they get into the proper hands.
Well, it would seem that would make more sense to do on the campus, would it not?
Yes, but if it comes to the campus, then the campus can claim property ownership. And there are some very dangerous artifacts that are shipped in.
Hmm.
It's for the protection of everyone.
Yes. And there also seems to be something going down in Florida.
I've personally never been, but
hmm.
I hear it's lovely weather.
Yes. What about the investigation on your end? Have you learned anything about who was controlling the ghouls and who might be in cahoots with the Sicilians?
Unfortunately, no. And they've hit a stone wall, as it were, or a dead end.
Hmm.
Did you try to have us killed?
What?
Yeah!
What? Lord, no. Why would I have you killed?
Why would you have us killed? It's a good question.
I like the way he said that. Can I do another spot?
Did you pass the first time?
No.
Then, yes, you can try again.
All right.
Can I roll a psychoanalysis on him?
Did you pass the first time?
Yeah,
I can. You don't need to.
All right, yeah, I got an 11.
Well, yeah, you guys know he's not telling the whole truth here, that's for sure.
No, but about what he said specifically at that point in time.
I mean, he kills what I meant.
Like, why would I want to have you killed? Because That's what's tipping me off. That doesn't sound right, so yeah. That's why I rolled
well,
it.
You know he's covering something.
I just roar in his face.
A very guilty hand. You what?
I just roar in his face to get
roar.
Him.
Roar. What? What the? What are you talking? What in the world, Mr. Knuckles?
He doesn't speak.
He's a Pokemon. Tell us the truth.
A what?
He's a Pokemon. He only says his
he
name.
Just growls Knuckles all the time.
Knuckles. Tell us the truth.
I don't. Hey, you're all trying to intimidate at this point, or
could I am
sure.
I'm just listening. It's usually my job to intimidate. So,
all right, although intimidation is where
I don't really want to do anything too rash.
That is a two.
Woo, baby.
Yeah. That is a two.
He just shat a couple bricks.
Yeah. Right. Now he's a skinny old man.
What's that?
So he continues up.
But you know who does. Who did try to kill us. Wow, that would have been much cooler if I didn't mess that up the first time. But you know who did try to kill us.
I do. Right? I assure you I had no hand in that.
Was it the Kincaids?
It seems you guys have already figured it out.
It would still be nice to
wait, how
hear
do you
all
not,
the details from you.
Yeah, how do you not have a hand in that but know who did it?
I didn't find out until after the attempt was made.
How did they find out?
How did they find out?
They're the ones who want to kill us,
but
is my assumption.
But how did they know where we were? Like, how did they find us to try and do that?
The Kincaids know far more about the society than they should. They know the location of almost every safe house.
Oh, crap.
Do you think they have a mole? So you know they have a mole probably within society.
They do.
Which means that they could have tapped
me.
So wait, you because you're feeding them poor information?
When I can. But they're very well connected. And they're more powerful than you can imagine.
Hey, and I can imagine a lot of things.
That must mean they're douchier than we can imagine, too.
Mm.
For you guys, for you all to understand exactly what's happening, I have to tell you everything from the beginning.
Make it snappy.
He pulls out a picture from a drawer.
Please.
The missing one?
It's the missing one. Mm-hmm. And he sets it on the table, or on the desk, so you guys can see it. It shows a much younger Kincaid couple, Windy Britches. Now, he's still maybe in his 40s, and they were in their 20s. Harimoto, Patil, a very well-dressed and intelligent-looking trash can.
Mm-hmm.
And two men who look like they could be brothers that look vaguely familiar.
The Endermans.
The Endermans.
Correct.
The Endermans?
He even said it right.
Oh, and
what, Enderman?
Enderman.
Markel. Yeah.
Malik,
there it is. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. So, I only remember his name because, like, all the legends we made about him.
Yes.
Punched.
He's sitting there with a very large gun.
Of course.
And they're all standing shoulder to shoulder, arms on each other, very happy to be in each other's presence.
Hmm.
The hell is going on in this picture?
20 years ago. Give or take. We had worked together, no, not 20 years, about 15 years ago, we had worked together on many assignments. We were one of the best teams. But then everything changed. People got greedy. They wanted power and money. Was there something?
Everything changed when the Fire Nation attacked.
Yes.
Sorry.
The Kincaids wanted money, power. But they weren't the worst.
What?
Andermain was the worst.
Oh,
which one? I knew it!
Yeah, which actually, one? Yeah, which one?
I think you're mistaken, young lady.
No.
Nathan Andermain was the worst. You see, Darren and Nathan are both possessed of a certain magical aptitude.
Mm.
And without getting into the exact details, let's just say there was a confrontation. And it resulted in damage. Once the spells started flying, Darren couldn't hold his own. but against Nathan. Nathan was just too strong. He cursed his brother. I don't know if you've all noticed, but any time people meet Darren, they instinctually dislike him.
Oh, is that part of the spell?
It's the curse, yes.
Hmm. Not my fault.
Not my fault.
You weren't there, so how could it be?
Not my fault that I hate him, I mean. I had to hate him. I'm predisposed magically to hating him, so it's not my fault. I wasn't rude.
Okay.
Good
okay.
Duke.
Good Duke. You are not.
He's not ignorant. He just can't help it.
Yeah, I had to hate him. So it's not on me.
Our final mission together was a mission to the temples of the Mayan peoples down south where they speak Spanish.
I knew it. I knew they'd be involved.
It all comes back to Spanish.
Those Spaniards. Wait.
We found a idol and a book that promised to allow us to awake a god. Nathan's lust for power and the Kincaid's greed led them to want to use the book. But Darren wouldn't allow them.
Wait.
Couldn't.
Darren. Anderman. Like our Anderman.
No.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
So he's not a douchebag?
No. No.
Huh. He's just cursed that way.
See, I still don't believe that he's quote-unquote cursed. Ow.
Well, he was never the people person Nathan was. Mm. You see, his brother was charming and everybody wanted to be around him all the time.
So the complete opposite, huh?
More sense.
Darren had the moral compass that Nathan lacked.
Mm. Yeah, seems about right. Some psychopaths are very charismatic.
So Darren didn't want to let them use the book.
No. And he stood up. Unfortunately, he was alone. And then, of course, you know that it didn't quite work out. Because the Kincaids are, well, still here. But he did manage to, and up until recently, I thought he had killed his brother. Mm. I thought wrong.
He's still alive?
I believe so. I saw him.
It's either that or Darren is an asshole who tried to blow up the whole gala.
He pulls out a glass and pours a drink into it from a very nice crystal decanter.
Yes.
And takes a sip. Well, after Nathan was stopped, the Kincaids claimed that he had made them, not persuaded, but maybe more controlled, ensorcerled.
Is
that the word?
Magic made.
Enchanted?
Or enchanted. Bewitched, yeah. Sure.
That wasn't a Duke thing, by the way. He wouldn't know that.
Yeah.
I was just making up stuff.
And forced them to help. I didn't explain all of our actions, but they stayed on with the society. And since then, well, let's just say they've used their knowledge of the society and my particularly weak moments to blackmail me into doing what they want.
I know we should have knocked the Kincaids out a long time ago.
So they're just evil. Or bad. Or well, whatever you want to call them.
If Nathan is around, they might not be under their own will.
Oh, so they're good? Maybe?
No. No.
Most likely not.
No.
Good!
After the incident, the group was never the same. We went our separate ways.
What did they do to Trash Can?
During the fray, a particularly nasty spell that I still am not 100% certain as to what it does hit Trash Can Square. Mm. He's never recovered.
Yes. Yeah, we can tell.
Yeah, his eggs are scrambled.
So everything up until this point has been, well, I should say everything that you have done thus far has been as the result of blackmail?
Yes.
So we can, in fact, trust you.
Can you help us find how to track down the Kincaids? We got to get one step ahead of them. They keep getting the drop on us, and we need somebody who might know where they're going to be next or what they're going to do so we can actually outpace them.
Out of game?
Mm. You guys already have an address to explore in them.
True, 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 Florida. True, true.
You may want to check their estate.
Mm-hmm.
It's down in Florida. I can give you the address.
I believe we already have it.
Well, let's confirm.
123 Fake Swamp Road.
I knew it.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm a great investigator.
We could probably do with some safe travel.
Hmm. Let's see. I can provide you with... They didn't have charter planes back then.
It's 1920. Seven. Plane would have just been invented. So...
Probably not yet.
No. Boat. Buses.
Trains.
Train, yeah. I can
The land boat.
Ah.
Train.
Yes. The land.
The
way he says it,
the land boat.
Yes, I understand. Yes. The more I know, the more danger you could be in.
Right.
They have ways of getting information.
Mm.
He looks over at an idol sitting on one of the shelves.
Stop.
He writes something down on a piece of paper, and it says, I can provide you with train tickets and money for a hotel, but don't tell me where you're going. Mm-hmm. He tears it off, hands it to him.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
If I could steal that pen for a second.
Drum pen thief.
I'll give it back.
That's what pen thieves would say.
I'll borrow it permanently.
Anyway, I write on the piece of paper, what do you know about Hastur and anything we can do to stop him?
He writes down, not here or now.
Okay.
And to Florida.
He also writes down a series of numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked random, but...
Is it the Dewey Decimal System?
The Dewey Decimal System!
I thought I would bring that one back.
So, yes.
Oh, hello. Huzzah.
I don't even know when that was invented. I think it was the 50s.
Was it really?
Yeah.
It's like Dewey Sr. then. He was like coming up with it. It's like, this is going to revolutionize libraries.
It was Duford.
Duford,
yeah. Yes, there we go.
Duford.
So he hands you that.
Yeah. No. Perhaps we could meet you for dinner?
Yes, but in a few days. I have to sort these ledgers out, and you all should be on your way.
Very well.
1876.
Oh,
all right. What?
Dewey Decimal is alive.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. And, like, apparently has been around for quite some time, yes. So.
Dewey Decimal. Fuck yeah.
Come again to save, to organize a library. Yeah.
I don't know.
He's some librarians.
Fuck yeah.
Organization. Yeah. All right.
So, gonna hit up that library.
Okay. So, it leads you to a section library, right? I mean. It's kind of like a forgotten back area. Hmm. And as you're tracking through the numbers, there is no number like that.
Ah, it's missing.
Or it's a secret book.
This is why I always return my library books on time.
Is yeah, there a restricted section?
Irresponsible librarygoers.
I hope that there's not a book that's going to pop out and scream at me.
I need my invisibility coke. I'm invisible.
I move so fast you can't see me.
I would believe that with the right amount of cocaine.
Or your heart would move so fast you can't even see it. Yeah.
So, book is missing. I'm assuming the library keeps records of who has what book.
Yes.
Would it behoove me to look for that?
Yeah. So you can go to the files of index cards they have, right?
That's right.
Ask the librarian.
Yeah. Librarians, you know, older gentlemen.
What's up, brother?
Was he the same librarian we troubled last time?
Why are you saying everyone is bad?
I don't know. Don't you say otherwise.
So you give him the number of the book, and he references the indexes. Mm-hmm. And he goes, I'm sorry, but we don't have a book of that number. Secret compartment!
Maybe. No? No, we're not going to go that route?
Right. Archive?
Archives, yeah. Maybe, yeah.
Moving on.
So, out of game, what would that indicate?
Search.
A search?
I'm going to roll search.
Or spot hidden.
Yeah, spot hidden. Right.
I got a spot.
I sold a 5 for spot hidden.
I just rolled 17. 17.
Oh, 5. Well, he totally beat you.
Oh, God damn it.
No. I didn't help at all.
You go back over to that section because you notice something is wrong.
Sorry, there's library use.
Oh, wow.
There's a library.
I'll take one. Okay, no, that's a specific stat. There's no fucking way.
If that's the case, then I got it.
I'm going to roll under my library use. I still
got it. Hey, you can do that.
I'm keeping it.
It's under my experience. No, you're not keeping your 17 if you're switching the skill.
It's the same thing.
No, it's not.
If you got it either way.
I don't get it. You don't get it? I don't know. So, yeah, but you notice that one of the numbers, because they're actually like little printouts that are in front, it's scratched. And the last few digits are missing. Now, this bookshelf is against the wall in, like I said, a very unused corner.
It's where all the teenagers make out.
Secret compartment?
Are you just saying that to the wall? Secret compartment? You're staring at a bookshelf?
And it opens up because you said the magic word.
Right.
So, okay.
I'm gonna Arthur Conan Doyle this sucker or what? Yes. I'm pulling the book.
Pulling a book, yeah.
It falls off the shelf.
Damn it.
Wrong book.
I forget Scooby-Doo hasn't been invented yet.
Just start like throwing books off the shelf.
No, don't do that.
I'm not gonna do that.
That's terrible.
Well, I'm gonna during your search, book,
right?
Wait, yeah. I have a question.
Yes.
Okay, you said it was an unused area, right? Mm-hmm. Kind of dusty?
Yeah.
Which book is not dusty?
Well, I mean, they're not that dusty. It's a well-kept library.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, there's one less traveled, there might be one that's less dusty because it's kept being pulled to open up a secret tunnel.
Secret tunnel.
I tried that already.
So none of the books jump out to you as though they be. But as you're searching, you're running your hands along the shelf, and right in the middle of the shelf underneath where that scratch thing is, that scratched one is, you feel a little
button.
Ooh. Is it the clitoris?
Yeah. Oh my god. secret man can find it.
So
it would either be me or Sydney.
Well, anyway, push this. Okay. Need help.
If I push this button in a special way, an explosion will happen.
No.
Or something will happen.
Something will open?
No.
No?
No, no explosion.
No explosion.
But you push it, and you hear a click.
That's something.
And the whole bookshelf slides a little bit.
Oh, secret shit.
Compartment, I told you.
I'm eyeballing the librarian right now.
Are we in an area where the librarian
can't see you?
Yeah, I figured not.
Yeah, that's why let's move before. Let's
see if it can move some more so we can.
It swings out about 2 feet and stops.
You go in.
Just got it.
Because that hasn't hurt us. Before.
Ever.
Yeah, maybe you should stick to the back of the group.
You should stick to the back of the group.
You two injured folks, you keep watch or something. I'm going in there because I am the muscliest, least
Thank
injured
you.
One.
It's a great idea. I'm going in
there. Sydney, are you going
in there? Great idea. You're going in there?
Yes.
I'm going to leave the pair of you out here to banter at each other.
We're going in. I said I'm going in. I'm leaving him out there.
That's fine.
You
are
not that far from death.
I don't care.
You guys are both way too close to death. You're both staying out here. So, Muscles is going in.
All right.
Funny. So you guys make your way down stone-cut stairs to what maybe 2 stories below the surface level of the library.
Good Lord. This is a long staircase for a, you know, random secret compartment. Mm-hmm. I think this must be attached to something.
Yes. But, and just as a quick little aside here, we did pull the bookshelf closed behind us.
Is he standing out there?
Morgan's waiting out there. Right?
Yeah. I know, but just so that it's not like, whoa, what happened to that bookshelf? And then he has to like try to explain something.
That's good.
All right, so like I said, it's about 20 feet down.
We got lights, or is it just a cavern?
There are some very dim yellow lights. There are electric lights. This is a cut tunnel. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. It seems like it's like almost like an access tunnel for like utility stuff. You see some pipes, but it's been
years.
30 years just from looking
at it. There's no like maintenance signs or like no nothing like that down there. Like this is somebody specifically carved this out for some sinister shit, or is this like we might be public access to this?
Nope.
Okay.
Yeah. Definitely the former.
Okay.
So, at the end of the hall, which is about 10 feet, not a very long hall at all, but it is very dark. Shadows are thick here. There is a steel door.
Is anybody with me right now, or did I go in this bitch alone?
I'm with you.
Okay, I'm up in the hammer. You just have my back.
Where are you, Sydney?
With you. Yeah.
Okay, ladies, y'all stay behind me. I'm up in the hammer.
I'm here, too.
Ladies, stay behind me. I'm up in the hammer.
Fine. I'll just have my gun out, ready to go.
Same.
Just in case I need to shoot myself, apparently.
Oh, my.
Yes. Good plan. Way to think ahead. Anyway, I'm getting ready. I don't know what's behind this shit, but last few times we walked down tunnels into secret things, we got attacked, so I'm going to be ready this time.
Fair enough.
Good point. I'm going to stay way back.
Good job. Don't bleed this time.
All right, so you open the door.
I creak that sucker open quietly. Uh-huh. Like, I'm not blasting it open. I'm peeking
first.
Hinges
are pretty well oiled, actually, so it doesn't make any real sound.
Fucking great. All right, then I'm peeking quietly without any squeaks.
And inside is a pedestal.
I will relay that information to the people who can't see, like, what I'm seeing.
The pedestal is about 4 feet tall. It appears to have a thick head top of the pedestal, right? So it's a thin shaft coming up out of the ground.
Sorry.
Wow.
It's a shaft coming up the ground. And, you know, it's got like the little four-poster legs or whatever, right? Oh, made out of nice wood. And on the top, it's almost like a pulpit, like a...
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know, the thing that you can put a book on.
Like a lectern?
Yes.
That thing.
Okay, cool. So... I don't see anybody. Let's move into this sucker.
Is it lit or?
It's dim.
Dim but
there
visible?
There are candles around the room.
Okay, that's a little different. Candles light the room a little different than like lights. But
yeah. Oh, no, you and need to light them. They're not lit.
Oh, they're not lit. Okay.
The light, the light you have is coming in from the hallway.
All right, well then, yes.
Bookshelf's closed.
Feels like a trap.
This definitely feels like some kind of trap. But it also looks like they're not prepared for us to be here.
Mm.
Like, it looks like somebody uses this room for something. Let's get in here and start looking around.
Yeah.
I get in and light the candles.
Yeah.
All right. As you light the candles, you notice the walls are covered in arcane runes and sigils.
What is all this goofy shit on the walls?
Are they moving?
No.
Oh, good.
But if you have knowledge occult... Or possibly any, like, useful.
I have knowledge, Colt. I'll do this. Ooh, wait.
Ooh.
Does anything look like Latin-y?
No.
Well, I got it under my heart.
Okay, good. Anybody else?
I'll give it a search, even though I don't have shit for the occult, but why not?
Sick. Are you rolling spot hidden?
I could roll spot hidden, yes. Then if that's the case, I still didn't get squat, so never mind.
Oh, I wanted to search the lectern. That's what I wanted to look at. Yeah.
Spot hidden.
Mm-hmm.
You are reading through and you see some sigils.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, you. Gertie, you see some sigils, and it looks like they are for containment and protection. And what would be... like to avoid prying eyes.
Okay.
So you recognize this as what would be the equivalent of a magic safe room.
Cool.
So just based on the symbols and everything, if someone were scrying or trying to see, they couldn't look in this room. This room doesn't exist to the magical eye.
Okay.
You, Sidonie, as you're searching the lectern, it appears to be made out of one piece of wood. But you recognize a puzzle box when you see one.
Mm-hmm.
You want to try to solve it?
Yes.
Don't do it.
What do I have to roll to get under for the solving of it?
You would have to roll your intelligence. And it would have to be under your heart.
Very nice. Swear to God, if we have to deal with any Cenobites, I'm going to scream.
Ah! I want to try.
I'm smart. I have Mr. 50.
Go for it. No, I have 85 and I rolled a 91, so you know that was not helpful.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Go for it.
See.
Anybody else want to try this puzzle box?
Sure. Yeah, I do. 78. I rolled 78. So I'm gonna go. Didn't work.
Ah, you're like shaking it.
And then I take it away very carefully. And say, that's enough.
It's attached to the stand, by the way.
Your turn is over.
And you said it has to be under the heart?
Under the heart.
I try to wrap bandages in it. It doesn't work.
Wait, what are they trying to roll under?
A hard.
On?
Intelligence.
Intelligence.
I guess who got it by two?
No. Way.
You got it?
Intelligence is my heart is 37. I rolled a 35.
Yeah. Woohoo!
So you got
knowledge.
Dance life comes in handy.
He's the sanest one. And he's apparently.
I'm a genius.
Genius in puzzles.
Yeah, apparently Duke's got some hidden skills, y'all.
And what happens? I get shot.
He's
six
not
times.
Just a bruised pair of knuckles.
Yeah.
So.
You're a bullet magnet.
You're feeling along the edges and. You find one that doesn't quite fit right. You move it. Another panel is there. You're able to pull that up. And then it opens to nothing. Like nothing being that there's a piece of wood there.
Hmm.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. What?
And
is it one of those slot puzzles?
But it's about maybe three or 4 inches in. Like there was a secret. Looked like it could be a secret compartment.
Hmm.
But you got a hunch that there's something else. You actually grab the head of the pedestal.
And like remove it?
And turn it.
Oh, okay.
And as it shifts, there's an opening. And you can feel something inside.
I found something.
You want to grab it?
Let's grab.
Oh, yeah.
Why would you? When someone asks you if you want to grab it.
Because
I know
I'm
that
Duke.
Exact feeling when I made Azeroth grab that stone and the fur and his coalescence. I was like, yes!
You pull out a book.
Oh, God!
The pages are old and tattered.
What book is
it? And
is
on the front, the there is a symbol that seems to be squirming to your eyes.
Ew, gross.
Everyone in the room, roll a sanity check.
Hey, that's a deep.
I have to roll under my sanity?
Oh. Huh? You have to roll under your sanity.
I win.
All right.
I win.
Finally!
I win. I rolled a 6.
Very good. 16. You all only suffer 1 point of sanity.
Ooh. Oh, my goodness.
And my lead for being the most sane increases.
Can you?
Yes, because you stay right out of the room. Exactly. You're halfway to the death door. Like,
I
saved you. What? You're welcome.
So, Gertie, in your bag is a copy of the Book of the Amber Pyre. The book you have is quite obviously not the same. Yours is more like a children's book compared to an encyclopedia.
It's the board book version.
Yay!
Gertie, you said this is a magic safe room?
Yes.
If we remove this book from this room, would that cause a problem?
Possibly, probably.
Hmm. What do y'all want to do about that?
She's the one with the photographic memory.
I'm not opening this damn thing again.
Yeah, I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, I'm not opening it. It just pulling it out made us all freak out us a little bit. So I'm not for sure not letting the table of contents do damage.
$8, $7.
I wonder about the index, the appendix, the glossary, none of that shit.
The acknowledgments!
These appendices!
With a foreword by Edgar Allan Poe.
Hey.
Yeah, oh, well, that's interesting.
That'd be cool.
My mind!
You know? Okay.
Can we wrap it in anti-magic stuff? Don't y'all got anything for this? I'm already crazy as hell as it is from a life of hedging.
Yeah, I know.
You're true. I don't know. I don't know what to do. My brain is broken, and my husband is burping.
Sorry.
It's like, is there?
I mean, you can just stuff it in your bag and go.
I guess, but taking it out of the room might not be a good idea.
Looking at it's not a good idea. I think we're past the good idea.
We've already come this far. I'm just gonna like trench coat pocket it.
And there's no way to like wrap it in something that has the sigils that are on the walls of this room.
Well, they're to stop prying eyes, right? So
you could maybe create something, but you don't. That
I'm just gonna wrap it in my trench coat and football it.
Does anybody have any chalk? Like,
can we write on his trench coat the symbols that, are on the room? That's what I'm asking.
And then, you want an ensorcelled trench coat?
I can get it in a coat.
Yes, if it will keep the book safe.
And hopefully other people safe from the book.
So you guys know the book is not like sending out a signal.
No, I don't know.
You know the book is not capable of sending out a signal to
As long as nobody looks at it, they okay?
Yes.
All right, well, I'm still going to.
But if someone is, the purpose of the room is if someone's scrying you.
True.
And they happen to be seeing, you know, you don't want anyone to see what's in the book.
Right. I don't think we want to see what's in the book.
Well, I'm going to take this with me. I'm putting the book in my, in my possession.
If this thing is so terrible, and I can't believe I'm about to say this, why don't we just light it on fire?
No. Aren't we going to have to look at it?
What'd you guys say down there?
I knew that would be something.
My ears are burning. Well, can you stay where it's safe?
Actually, all you guys hear is a... What'd you say?
No, you did not just leave the damn door.
Oh, my God. I mean, sorry, remind me. The Book of the Amber Pyre is meant to summon Hustor?
That's one of its uses.
So then want to be able to also banish Hastur, possibly?
It is like a Bible of Hastur.
So we will have to open it at some point in order to learn what to do with this god.
It's a holy book.
We find Trash Can and get him to open it. He's already nuts.
Yeah, he's already crazy.
Maybe it'll bring him full circle and he'll be a genius.
Let's torture the tortured man. Yeah, that's great.
Pretty much tortured a lot of people already at this point.
There's always a cost when you dabble in a cult.
Right.
Well, I'm taking the book. That's for certain.
Okay. I will sacrifice my sanity.
What if we just leave it in a place where we know it's going to stay safe? And so if people scry on us, it's not on us.
Correcto.
But they wouldn't even be able to scry in this room to see it anyways. So.
But as you did point out, I have a photographic memory. If we need anything in the book later, even if I go a little kooky crazy, then...
I mean, I don't think a book's going to make you go kooky crazy, but if you want to, yeah.
I mean, I'm already pretty cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, so...
Man, I read Catcher in the Rye, and I went cuckoo crazy.
We know.
You shot John Lennon?
Yes. Dude, it was me.
What if you go a lot crazy?
Oh, well, then, shoot me. I don't know.
What if you become... some sort of conduit for the evil man, fire, bird thing that comes through.
Why don't you just not talk about things that you don't understand?
Look. We don't have to do this in here. We're already on the run, y'all.
No, what I'm saying is if I read it while we are in here where nobody can see that we have read it, and then we put it back.
How do you know?
But does that protect you from...
Gertie, I ain't risking your sanity.
Inside the book?
No, absolutely
your sanity
not.
Is not for sale.
That's not for you to say.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely...
I don't know knuckles. I say a lot of things. I proclaim everything.
That sounds an awful lot like slavery.
It will take
you... sounds an awful lot like slavery.
Just one rung up, all right? One big ass rung up.
One rung up from slavery. So it's better, but it's just about this much
slightly
better.
Slightly better.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a good joke, but god damn.
Sorry.
Just to be clear, it will take you... weeks to translate and read this, photographic memory or not. And though your memory is a wonderful tool, it doesn't necessarily apply to Cthulhu mythos.
Okay.
Well, I'm still in the book.
Shit. All right, fine.
This will be the first book I don't return to the library on time.
Oh my
ever.
God.
All
right, I mean, if you want to take it, we can take it.
You guys are going to take the book, leave the book?
I'm taking it.
Okay. I don't think, because I feel like it's just some weird, like, homing beacon, personally.
Well, it'll be on the safest part of our team.
But it's also just a book, so who cares?
The library. Knowledge is power.
This isn't technically in the library. As much as I do appreciate that, this isn't the library.
Fair enough.
So.
But I'm keeping
we're leaving?
The book.
Yes. Okay. We're leaving with the book.
You guys make it to the train station. Mm-hmm. Of course, the trains are running on time.
Of course.
You have your own private room.
Wow. Coach.
Cabin.
This is amazing.
Cabin.
Car.
I'll never not rent
not a whole
the
car.
Back.
It's like maybe.
They're not that big.
No.
One, two, three.
I mean, train cars are pretty big.
Train cars are decent size, I guess.
Not sleeper cars.
Not when you're like staying on there for an extended period of time.
Yeah. They are pretty small.
They may have like two or three rooms and then like a bathroom, right?
I don't know. Is this going to take more than? Are we going to be overnight?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
It's a 2 day.
It would not be.
It's at least 2 days, but I mean, it's like 18 hours.
Okay.
Because the train just keeps going.
Yeah.
Right? Full steam ahead.
Yes, as it were.
You guys are actually headed to the Panhandle of Florida.
Wow, Florida.
Chugging along.
See, if there were magic, that it would be down there, I think, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
The address leads to a place called... I got it, hang on. Hold on, I got it. Oh, well, that's cool. The Devil's Swamp.
Oh, delightful. Yeah. My favorite.
There's a small town nearby, which is about an hour and a half from where the train station pretty much stops. An hour and a half drive. But these roads are not like the nice New York and, you know, hell, even Boston roads, right? Yeah, these roads, or the Massachusetts roads, excuse me. These are dirt roads and bumpy. So it's a long drive.
Mm-hmm.
If I use my driving skill, can I cut down on it?
No.
Damn.
No, sorry. Again, backtracking a wee bit. Would it have been wise for me to spend the couple of days on the train trying to figure anything out from this book, or should I not?
I mean, sure.
Okay.
My assumption is you're sharing a cabin with Sydney.
Yes.
And then...
And I'll just, you know, read it under a blanket so that she can't
see
it. Duke's
somewhere in the back, because, you know...
Yeah.
Racism. Travel.
Okay.
Oh, I was going to say Ralph. Oh.
Yes. It's racism in the 20s. They were like, hey, you want to go anywhere? Back. Like, all right.
You guys are going to the south.
Yes.
Oh, we are going to the south.
Yeah, so like the further we get along in this journey, the farther back in this train I got to go.
So I just like give you my powder puff.
Wait, is white face good?
Indubitably.
Are we doing white face now? Is that sure. What's happening?
Oh, it's called makeup in these days.
So you guys come to the train station. You're getting some very curious looks. This is not the progressive North.
I give him my lightest bag.
No, okay. This is to help growl. You out.
Yeah, I know. God damn it, we're doing this shit again.
I know, I'm sorry.
Let me get your bags, Mrs. Posh.
He's just laughing at you.
You're so silly. You know where they are. Don't act like Mrs. you don't.
I can do that for you, Mrs. Posh.
Miss?
Thank you.
Miss Posh. Excuse me. Miss Posh.
All right. So
you've
just
been
you
working so long for my mother, you know.
So you all go to get a car. Mm-hmm. Okay. They do have a cab that'll take you, you know, the U4.
Yeah. I walk.
No!
I'll take a bus or something.
You'll have to take two cabs because they only sit.
Right, four. A few. So I'll go with Duke. I trust
okay.
him.
Okay. So, all right, you guys split up and take cabs. Now, again, it's about an hour and a half from where the train depot was. There is a small town near the swamp. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Floridillionville.
Yeah.
You are just north.
Yes.
What's that?
Did you make that word up?
Yes.
Floridillionville?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, there is no town called Floridillionville, listeners. And if you look for it and find it, then I take that back on you.
Oh. Avoid it at all costs.
Yeah, I wouldn't go there.
Go to Floridillionville.
Back, I need it.
That's where Florida Man originates from.
It's their spawn point.
So, it is a very small town. It is backwater and...
Like backwater, backwater?
Yeah, like backwater, backwater. Like sitting on the porch, strumming a banjo backwater.
That
like,
guy's walking his gator.
I spent a lot of time trying to do his makeup.
Yeah, you cannot.
you
can put, as they say, a dress on a pig.
But you can't, what, take the pig up the, I don't know.
Yeah, no. You still know it's a pig.
Yeah, if you put lipstick on a pig.
Yeah.
Anyway. Mm. Yeah. But, you know, at least so that he's not quite so dark.
I look more standoutish now, Gertie. I look terrified.
I'm sorry, I'm really pale.
All I can think of are the Wayne's brothers. Is it right? And White Chick?
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I can think of right now.
So, say that. You continue to play the role of servant?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sorry.
Now there is a small like central part of the town, right, where there's some houses, trailers, or you know, shacks. Mm. But you can tell it spreads out into the nearby swamp.
Yeah, like over the swamp too, kind of thing.
Kind of.
Okay.
Like literal house on sticks.
Mm. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
House
yeah.
on stilts.
So, do we have an idea of where fake street, swamp, whatever the heck it was, is?
You can ask.
Fake swamp way.
Yeah. All right. I don't know. I'm assuming they have like a postal service.
Yeah.
Something or
right another. Next to the sheriff's office.
Okay. Great.
You handle that. I'll
yes.
Kind of
yes.
Keep my distance from
just any hang
police.
Out for a minute. I guess I'll go in and ask where that is. They can give me directions. I'm new in town.
Well, maybe behind the counter. How you doing?
Good afternoon. I was hoping you could direct me to 123 Fake Street. I don't know if you have maybe a map of the town.
Hmm. No, we don't got nothing fancy as that. But I can tell you how to get there.
That would be wonderful.
See, you just,
he's having such a hard time over here.
That's three.
I just imagine.
Back the way you came. No. No. He's like, oh, well, you just head down Main Street here. Mm-hmm. And not the first, not the second, but third. Third drive. You're going to go left. Now, that'll take you into the swamp. Watch for gators. Gators are everywhere.
Of course.
And then it's about a good 7-8 minute walk down. Now, unless you're walking fast, and it's probably more like 3 minutes.
Yeah,
good 3 minute fast walk.
Right.
You're going to hang a right, and you're going to go down about maybe two furlongs. Yeah, 2 furlongs. He has no idea what a furlong is, by the way.
Okay.
You're going to see a big maple tree. Now that's the only maple tree around. Maples don't grow wild here. You
right.
know, we really are a different kind of town. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's just too close to the tropics. And then at the maple tree, there's going to be a crossroads. Now, at this crossroads, if you go right, that'll bring you back around to the main road and come into town.
Mm.
If you go straight, that'll lead you to a dead end. Well, that's where Mrs. Thomasville is. Now, Mrs. Thomasville is not the same Thomasville from southern Florida. She's from around here.
Now, I'm assuming then I go left.
That's right. How do you know that? You been there?
No. Oh. Forgive me. I am in a bit of a rush.
Oh. So. Oh, well, my bad. No, not my bad. Oh, pardon me. Now, just head on down the left, and after about, I'd say a good 5 minutes, you're going to see a tree-lined dirt road. Mm. Now, that dirt road will take you right down to the center of the swamp. Now, that's Devil Swamp.
Mm.
Now, they call it Devil Swamp because that's where the Red Devil made his last stand, yeah. Now, this was back when, you know, the 1880s, so...
really it was, want to knuckle this guy.
You're not
you're
in
outside.
The
I know.
So, is that... the address that I'm looking for?
Yeah. Now, it's a little run down. It's not like a lot of other places, but, you know, it's a nice property. That's a big lot, too. One of the biggest in the area. 3 acres on that island. Now, be careful, because that is in the swamp.
Right.
And they got gators. I don't know if I told you that.
Yes. Thank you. We will be sure to look out for any gators.
Lemon drop?
No, thank you. But I do appreciate your help. Oh, my God. I'm starting to pick it up.
Oh, shit. The entire time, I was thinking of the guy from South Park from the cable company. The voice. Oh, God. Yeah.
You don't have anybody to help you.
Oh, my God. All right. So.
Needs oh boy. To be.
So, yeah, I guess I gather the crew and we make our way down Main Street and make that left and then go right and then go left again.
Do you tell them all about all the history of the town as you go
oh,
by?
Oh, God, no.
So we just
absolutely
we,
not.
We're just going to follow you then, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm glad you handled that because judging from that guy's bow tie and glasses.
He wasn't wearing glasses.
Oh, he was.
Nope.
Yeah.
Was he missing a tooth?
It's canon now.
Nope.
No.
If he hallucinated glasses,
probably.
Nope.
Well,
all
right. Yes.
Yeah, so you guys
worry.
Find this. Now it's about a good 30 to 40 minute walk.
Yes.
And it's hot.
Yeah.
You are sweating like hogs. So you get down to the this dirt road, but you're like, I'm not walking.
I'm not sweating.
No.
Nope.
No, you're too posh.
I refuse to allow the sweat.
Are you gonna have
to fall?
You have Knuckles carry you? What are you?
No, I just refuse to sweat.
I already got everybody's bags and shit.
I perspire. No, I just
refuse to sweat. He doesn't sweat, he perspires.
Yep. Oh, God.
I shine.
So you guys find this dirt path. Now, there are trees all along, spaced evenly, you know, planted on purpose, right? And then on either side of this little dirt elevated road is the swamp. Okay, and there are whippoorwills and reeds, those things that stick up out of the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And as you walk down, you can hear frogs and blah de blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. And you do see alligators.
Guns out,
mm-hmm.
Just in case.
And down at the end of this, and it's a good 200 yards,
a furlong,
a furlong. there is a 2-story mansion. So, judging from the outside, it's at least 10 rooms.
Humble.
Yeah.
And
it sits on about 3 acres of land that's up from the swamp. There's what appears to be servants' quarters off to one side.
What's up, brother?
Did you yell that?
Roll a luck roll.
Who? Everyone?
One of you. Pick one.
Yeah.
Well, he just rolled.
Yes, he just rolled. Okay.
All right.
So.
Yeah, I got mine.
Yay.
Underneath, right?
Yeah.
For sure.
So, you're in luck. You don't know, but the servants only come twice a week to clean and maintain when the Kincaids are not in residence.
Right.
And today is not one of the days.
Ha ha! My what's up brother worked. I knew they weren't there. I got lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Incredibly lucky.
All right.
It's my thing.
So, is there any indication that the Kincaids are here?
It's a big house. You have to go look. There's no car parked outside or coach or anything like that.
I say we sneak up still.
It is broad daylight.
And we already walked down the damn road.
Yeah, so.
Oh, you want to sneak? Here, take that path.
Obviously pointing to the swamp.
Swim.
the gator-infested swamp. And just sneak along the reeds.
Sneak along the reeds. I'm going to walk up. Jeez. Okay, fine. Can't have a good idea.
I'm with you,
you
Doc.
You can.
Shut up, Morgan. I don't want to hear anything from you anymore.
Didn't.
Yeah, that was just a bad idea.
You can I have a good idea. You just didn't.
I'm with you, Doc. I'll walk up with you.
You know, I might just go walk into the swamp and die, because apparently...
Please don't. I wasted all that time saving your life earlier.
Yes.
Oh, not because you want me here, just because I wasted. You know what?
Because I invested time. I don't have much time.
So while you're talking, you're walking to the mansion's front door. Mm-hmm. And it's locked.
Okay. Cool.
Really? I thought it would have been unlocked.
Okay.
I'm not gonna mock the DM.
Oh, look at that. Gator gotcha.
just packs of gators. Doesn't matter what you roll. They decided to roll as a team this time for some reason.
They cut them up wearing leather jackets and snapping the fingers. Right? This is weird.
Yeah. Why did you get from your roll for lockpick?
I did.
Did you get it?
I will after I burn some luck points.
Okay.
I burn, my locksmith is at 31, so I burn exactly 5 luck points.
All right. So you successfully pick the lock.
Mm-hmm.
And inside, it is very well tended and clean. As I said, people come twice a week to clean, dust, do all that.
Okay,
this is a big place. We gotta figure this out right now. Are we splitting up or are we sticking together?
Do you think it's a good idea to split up, Knuckles?
Never!
Then why are we gonna even talk about this?
To cover more ground in case it is a good idea and I overlooked it.
Good point.
I'm going that way.
I'm gonna go with... I guess I'll go with Morgan, yeah.
Why? No! No!
Why? So, as you enter, there is a open area. And you can see all the way up to the second story roof, right? And there is a grand staircase that goes up, dual grand staircase goes up both sides to the second floor. Okay. Second floor has a banister that runs all the way around. And then there is a hall on the back and the front. And each side opens to rooms that are common wall back to back going down.
I'm going up to the second floor to do some scouting.
Okay. Down below there is, to your left, a what appears to be sitting room / library, maybe a reading room. To the right is a entertaining dining area. And in front of you, underneath where the grand staircases go up, you would assume goes to the kitchens and those kind of things.
I'll check out the library, I guess. Mm-hmm. I won't go with Morgan if he's not going that way. I'll just kind of...
No, I was planning on going to the right, which was, I guess, where the dining room kitchen area mm-hmm. is.
Dining room, okay.
I don't want to go that way anyways. That way.
Okay.
Wait, that
you
way.
Just pointed to the right.
Right.
Why are you acting like I wanted you to follow me?
I'm not doing because
you're... All right. Anybody else?
I'm also going to go upstairs.
Okay. Upstairs?
I'm upstairs here.
I want to go to the kitchen.
All right. So you all split up. Solid idea.
Solid idea, yes.
If only to separate these two.
Oh, okay.
Hey, we're not that bad.
So you can each roll a search or a spot hidden, excuse me. See what you find.
I'm going to stay within shouting range of Gertie.
Damn, no matter what, I got a 48, which is below.
I didn't get it.
I did not get it either.
I got under my extreme.
Okay. Well, upstairs, you find several rooms, which would have been bedroom, mm-hmm. right, in the part you're looking. You find nothing in the kitchen. Sorry, let me close that. You have nothing in the kitchen. The food, pantry, like there's some dried goods and stuff, but...
I rolled an 88.
Yeah.
I didn't find anything anyway.
You find nothing in the library.
Books.
No, you don't even find those. That's how poorly
there are displays. Displays of some very nice artifacts. Oh, things that look like they're worth a lot of money.
Like artifacts, like society artifacts maybe? Or
no, like gold headdresses.
Wow. I feel like I've seen that some... Wait. Are they just stealing this crap to put on display?
It belongs in a museum. Anyway.
Do I get that thought?
This should be in a museum. Anyway.
Yeah. Dr. Johns.
Is that a whip over there?
Yeah.
And a fedora.
So, in the bedrooms, you find... Well, I mean, there's one bedroom. That's actually a bedroom, right? Yeah. With some very interesting leather outfits.
Figured they would be kinky.
In a man size. And
that's awesome.
In the other rooms, though, you find a series of locked cabinets.
I'm going to regroup with Gertie because I didn't find shit.
Okay.
All right.
Now we're not all alone. See? Yay. Backup, buddy system.
All right. Well, I mean, I've got like... Ah! Nope, never mind. Just kidding. I do not have locksmith at all.
Okay.
So,
I got a hammer.
That's a great locksmithing tool. Yes.
There's nobody here.
And you went into the dining room?
Yeah.
You find silverware.
Ooh. Shiny.
There's some very nice plates and stuff. That's obviously not for eating. These are entertaining plates.
Yeah, I mean, is it silverware?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, at the time it would be. Yeah. Oh, of course.
Mine.
He's just pocketing.
He just goes clanking.
I like that he steals the silverware, which is probably the cheapest thing in the house.
I found gold. I just realized
goldware.
I mean, silverware is still expensive.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but gold.
I didn't know there were. How was I supposed to know
this? Yeah, right.
These people blind. I was going to ransack the place.
You're as bad as they are.
no, we're not.
All right, so you go over there.
I was in the kitchen.
It belongs in my pocket. Yes. All right.
So I guess then I will, because I know that Morgan's got some lock picking skills. I will go back to the top of the stairs and call out. Try to get to Morgan.
Can I search for a basement?
Oh, that's a good one.
Good idea. Especially from the kitchen. Excellent.
Do I spot hidden a basement?
Did you succeed?
Yes.
So you see, as you're searching through the pantry, there are shelves on the walls, right? And on one of them, you notice that one of the shelves is tilted funny.
Let me fix this random shelf.
Well, as you lift the shelf, the canned goods and the dried goods on it don't move.
But the shelf does?
No. They stay on the shelf. You can fully lift the shelf off.
I'm like, is the shelf going through the canned goods? Yes. How does this work?
You realize that the goods on that entire wall are fake. They look very real.
Goodness.
Well then, I'm going to try and force this wall open somehow.
All right, so you take off all of the shelves.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the wall looks solid. You would have to roll. I mean, you could probably punch through it or something too. But.
Did somebody say punch?
No.
We all went to the completely wrong rooms. Yeah.
We got Scooby-Dooed before they invented it. Just put Velma in every room.
Jeez.
So, I mean, after a few moments or a few minutes of trying to figure it out, you do discover that the panel opens inward. Mm-hmm. And there is a trip plate that you have to activate, which you do.
Trip. Yay, I activate the trip plate.
So there is a set of stairs going down into what you assume is a basement.
I'm going to go down the stairs.
You're not
going
to come get us?
By myself, without telling anybody.
Or any light.
That's wise.
Yes. No, without turning on light.
Okay. There are no windows on this basement. Okay.
Yeah, but I feel like if I turn on the light, I'm just announcing everybody I'm coming down anyway.
I guess.
And well, the only light you can see by is coming in from the door of the pantry to the
thing. I turn the light on. Actually, what I do is close the door and go tell everybody that I found a thingamajigger so we can all go down together.
That's right.
Okay.
It's preventing Sidney Posh's last moments.
Yeah. Now, upstairs, did he have enough time to lockpick or attempt to lockpick any of those doors?
Did you say you tried?
And did you actually called me?
Yes.
He never went up
there. I didn't know because you were like, I'm going to go call for him. I didn't know you actually did it. All right.
That's why I was saying I went to the top of the stairs and I was like, yo, Morgan.
All right, fine. All right. I mean, how much time did it take for her to find that?
To find what?
The door.
She's doing this while she's searching the rooms and then you're coming up.
He would have had enough time. Okay.
Go.
Okay. So. No.
No.
Okay.
So how many am I trying here for you?
How many doors were there with locks on them?
There's cabinets all along the walls. There's like six.
Okay. So that was one. That was a 40. No. Damn. Wait, hold on. I could burn luck points. Do you want me to?
You don't have to.
All right. So that was what? Roll number four?
Four.
All right. That's a five on roll number five.
Excellent. All right.
I look at something and it just unlocks.
Cool.
Okay.
And roll number six.
Roll good.
No.
No.
Why'd you say that?
So you open one of the cabinets, mm-hmm. and inside are what you can only assume priceless artifacts.
Mm. Cool. Anything small and pocketable? Yeah.
Yeah. What can I fit in my pockets?
I mean, literally, there are.
There are blood rubies.
Mine.
There are headdresses with diamonds.
Mine.
There are pieces of pottery that are...
No.
Worth so much really? More than those stupid headdresses.
Where am I going to put a pottery?
What the fuck?
Where are you going to put a headdress? Why? Can you put a shirt on, please?
I have a shirt. It's just open.
Oh, listeners, you miss it all when you don't see what he's doing.
Yes. I know, right?
Oh, boy.
You guys should film your sessions. Oh, yeah. No, you don't want that.
No, you don't want them, no.
I have a face for radio.
Yeah.
All right. So, yes, you can only assume they're similar objects in the other ones.
Okay.
There are actually tomes as well, books, non-magical in nature.
Yeah.
Scrolls and on one shelf.
Cool.
Then you guys make your way to the basement with Sydney.
Yes.
Do we have flashlights and stuff? Or
I have a flashlight.
All right, give it to me. You're not going first. You're so close to death.
So as you descend to the basement, in the middle of the floor.
Oh, I'm still in the library, aren't I?
No, they came and
she
got
would have called
everybody.
Me.
She called me, okay.
The middle of the floor is a circle. And in the circle, there are, drawn around the circle, are runes.
Okay.
Is this a Cthulhu mythos thing, or would it be stuff that any of these more, you know, in-depth with this hocus-pocus crap, would they recognize?
Maybe an occult, wouldn't it? Placed around our candle stands.
Mm-hmm. Can any of y'all read that?
Let's find out.
Debbie is her name, right?
That's a mythos.
Gertie, are you freaking kidding me?
Wait, what?
What?
Did you
he's all Debbie?
Are you serious?
And then he looks around and goes, "That's her name."
I was like, Debbie? Gerby.
That's how long have you been recording this season?
I am shot like five or six times.
Not in real life, though.
Not in real life.
That's
my God.
He's sticking to
so many times
in the game.
I've lost a lot of blood.
Yeah.
All right.
So I'm sorry.
All right, go ahead, Gerby.
You said mythos?
Huh? No occult.
Okay, I got the occult.
Okay.
That was what I was confused about.
You recognize this is a multi-purpose circle, predominantly for summoning and communication.
Fuck that.
This is actually, the walls are, the walls are bricked in concrete, right?
Right.
The floor is it's solid stone.
Okay.
Okay? And this circle isn't just drawn on. It's carved in and filled with silver inlay.
Oh, fancy.
And as you guys are.
I do know from reading books that's some serious magic biz. I don't know too much about magic, but I know that means fucking business.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is a door on the far side, which would be kind of going under the house.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Can we search the room? Does that count as already having been searched?
You could probably
search. There's not much. There's shelves on the walls that have stuff that looks like it might be like magical.
Is that room active? Or is it just present?
It's just present.
Okay.
Was there another door at the end,
yes.
You said? I want to go through the other door.
All right. You open the door and you hear someone muttering.
Oh,
there is a hall that runs what it looks like the length of the house.
Uh-huh.
And then at the end, it's a door with a bar window in it.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And then a pass-through slot.
Oh.
A cell door.
They're keeping somebody down there.
This is a lot.
Someone's in a cell then? So
you hear something kind of like scraping, like, and then muttering.
I go in as close as I can to see without actually getting close enough to be touched because I just want to see who it is.
A little peeky peek.
Do we recognize the person?
Are you moving stealthily?
Yes.
Yes.
You got a roll for that.
What do I have to roll under?
Stealth. There's a stealth.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. My stealth is pretty high. I got under the very hard one.
Ooh. Oh, hey. What's a 52 do?
I don't know. What does it do?
What's your... What?
Oh.
So you sneak up
anywhere.
It does the same damn thing it did for the Russians.
God tips damn it.
Where are you?
I need a... This whole universe needs to invent tasers so I can just tase it anytime he wants to do something.
So the scraping stops.
Mm-hmm. And I turn around and glare at him and point my gun at him. No, I'm just kidding. Keep going.
That's what I'm doing.
There's only one way to go.
And then a face appears in the bars. Oh, like an angel from heaven.
I know it.
Yes.
No. It's Darren. Huh? It's Darren.
It is. Oh,
Andermane.
And the rest.
You good to see you too, Darren.
Is someone going to let me out?
No, I smack him.
You reach through the bars?
Yeah.
No, don't do it. He's going to grab onto you.
He's going to like kiss your hand or something.
Well, he's not bad, but the bars might be spelled or something.
Yeah, but he's going to do something disgusting to your hand.
Oh, my God.
He is.
You hit him?
100%, probably.
Yes.
Oh, you couldn't keep your hands off of me for even a moment.
That's for freaking running away instead of just talking to us about your stupid dumbass brother.
Would you believe me?
Maybe, but I definitely didn't believe you for a long time since you ran away.
She's heartbroken, man.
How I've missed our lovers' quarrels.
Now,
if you could be so kind as to open the door, I haven't eaten for 3 days.
3 days? How long have you been here?
3 days.
3 days.
Just that? Just that? Minimal.
What day is it?
I don't know.
Whatever.
Thursday. The blah, blah, blah of the month.
2 weeks.
All right. 2 weeks?
Lovely.
Wait,
now,
so...
Go ahead. Sorry, quick question, out of character. We do get the immediate feeling of repulsion, correct?
I mean, it's the same thing you always know.
Yeah, no, I just want to make sure that it's not the... maybe it's not Darren. Maybe it's Nathan.
Very
well,
good.
We're going to keep an eye on him one way or another.
Him, it's but we know why.
It's Darren.
It's Darren.
Yeah, I just wanted to check.
Remember, Nathan is a people person. He'd actually probably be charming.
Yes.
Well, but there's also this lovely thing called acting.
I don't think you can act.
Duke's not thinking like that hard. I opened the door wide.
Yeah.
But I also got my hammer still out just in case he tries them because, you know.
That is a good point.
Yeah. He steps out and he's not wearing pants.
Of course he's
not. And we didn't need to see that.
His underwang.
He just censoring him.
Just, nope.
His underwang. He's wearing underwear.
That's what I thought.
I don't want to see that.
On the end of it, here, take this. I take Azeroth's hat.
Can you not do that to my stuff? Up.
I'm pretty sure they got my clothes upstairs or burned them. He's wearing his trench coat.
What are you doing here? How did you get here?
They caught up with me. I was passing through Kentucky trying to make my way back to New York.
Why? What were you doing in Kentucky?
Having come from where?
Following down a lead.
I don't think we should stay here much longer. We just let out their prisoner. We gotta go. This is henching number one. If the prisoner gets out, they flood. We gotta go.
Probably got some magic.
Right now.
You have no idea. As long as you guys stayed out of the bedroom, the dining room, the library... We're fine.
Hey, put our fingerprints everywhere.
I haven't touched anything in the library.
Shut up.
I came almost straight
here.
You
know me.
Very good. Okay. Well, at least one of you thinks. So you've probably set off enough magical alarms to wake the ghouls.
Oh, yes.
And the water guardians.
Okay. Magic mumbo jumbo talk. What's going on right now?
We're in danger.
We are in a lot of danger.
They're sending drug addicts to come get us.
You hear a shattering of glass from upstairs.
Do you know any magic?
Not very good at attack magic here. We need to run.
You got any transportation magic? It's called the keys to the car. Let's go.
There's a car in the garage in the back.
All right, let's go.
Let's go.
I just realized he got golden.
And on that note, we are going to call it a day.
Yeah.
We found Enderman. After all this time.
Finally.
It's a good thing or a bad thing.
It's a great thing.
All right. Thank you all for listening. I know this is a lot of scenery chewing and discovery, but we are coming to the end game. And listeners, I want to thank you for your patience and traveling this road with us. These next couple episodes, and I'm thinking we only have 2, maybe 3 left. Are going to be action-packed and full of surprises. Not just kidding. They're gonna be pretty much what you've come to expect in this show. So
intrepid assholes.
Yeah.
It's like and Azeroth is gonna die.
I'm not gonna die. Why do you
I'll make sure of it.
I'm not gonna die, you guys.
Even if he has to put the bullet in me himself.
Oh, I mean, as long as I don't hit one of your pre-existing bullet wounds, it goes right through you.
I'm just gonna stay in the car.
Hold on, let me touch these 2 wires real quick.
All right, bye. We're done. Have a good one.
Bye.